Ed Catmull, more diplomatic than Jobs, was able to reach a compromise new budget. "I had a much more positive view of Jeffrey than some of the folks working on the film did," he said. But the incident did prompt Jobs to start plotting about how to have more leverage with Disney in the future. He did not like being a mere contractor. He liked being in control. That meant Pixar would have to bring its own funding to projects in the future, and it would need a new deal with Disney. As the film progressed, Jobs became ever more excited about it. He had been talking to various companies ranging from Hallmark to Microsoft about selling Pixar, but watching Woody and Buzz come to life made him realize that he might be on the verge of transforming the movie industry. As scenes from the movie were finished, he watched them repeatedly and had friends come by his home to share his new passion. "I can't tell you the number of versions of Toy Story I saw before it came out," said Larry Ellison. "It eventually became a form of torture. I'd go over there and see the latest 10% improvement. Steve is obsessed with getting it right, both the story and the technology, and isn't satisfied with anything less than perfection."